New Testament reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of our Lord. This morning we have a special video prepared for you so you can see what all happened during Vacation Bible School. So as you can see, the video captured some of the fun that we had here during Vacation Bible School, some of the crafts that we did, some of the games that were played. And you heard in the video that the mission for Vacation Bible School was God loves us, so love each other. All the Bible stories that were taught during VBS centered around this theme. So they heard the story of the Good Samaritan and the paralyzed man, all of which showed what it meant and looked like to act out love and extend kindness to someone else in this world. One of the things that the kids did during Vacation Bible School in an effort to show love and kindness to someone is they brought in items to donate to the troops. So that is this big tub of stuff we have here on our communion table. And there was one child in particular that spent $40 of her own money to purchase items to contribute to this effort. So with her effort and all that the kids brought in, it's definitely a generous act of love and kindness that we can send over to the troops. We, later on in the worship service, are going to be doing a prayer of dedication for these items and the individuals that will be receiving them. But we are going to continue to take up items. So all of you have the opportunity to join us in this effort as well, and to bring in things that you may want to contribute to the troops overseas. There's an insert in the bulletin that delineates some things that they may want or need. So we'll send it off next Monday, so you'll have about a week to do that. There is one other thing that I wanted to tell you all about that the kids did during Vacation Bible School, and that was that they were taught a Bible story about how Christ is the light and love of this world. And during that Bible story, they were given a glow-in-the-dark star. They were encouraged to give that star to someone that needed Christ's light and Christ's love and to show love towards them. So this morning, the kids have stars for all of you. And during our last hymn, they're going to walk around and give them to you. But they encourage you to think about someone in your life, a friend or a family member who may need light and love in their life right now, and to show that and demonstrate that towards them. God loves us, so love each other may have been the theme for Vacation Bible School, but it is the theme for all of us as human beings in this world. It is our mission to show love towards others. That's what our passage from Romans delineates for us. It shows us how we live a life of hope and faith in this world, how we demonstrate love in and throughout to all people. If we see someone in need, we are to help them. If someone is thirsty, we offer them something to drink. And if they're hungry, we give them something to eat. We do everything in our means to live peaceably with each other. And we shine God's love all throughout this world. The heart of this message echoes the theme of Vacation Bible School. That is that we are just to love each other. So may this passage of Romans and everything that you saw and experienced during this worship service so far, the video, the stars that you'll receive during our last hymn, the prayers, this tub of items up here on our communion table, may all of these things inspire your hearts to show love towards all others in this world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.